coming up right now. Kicking off the show.
Now, Fox Sports 1280 Rochester and Salvatores.com present Kick This, the Soccer Sam Show. Brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Go to Salvatores.com. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. It's fishalicious. Donuts Delight at Empire and Culver. Open for breakfast at 6 a.m. every day. Palmer's Direct to You Market. 1872 Cafe. 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Speedy Slice. Home of the $2 Speedy Slice. Now. Now.
3, 2, 1.
Live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, this is Kick This.
Good morning, soccer fans. Good morning, the world of soccer. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo here live in the beautiful Fox Sports 1280 studios, downtown Rochester, New York, where this city's on fire, man. There's this big event downtown right now. It's some food thing that there's thousands of people. We couldn't find a parking spot to get here. But here's the deal. 8 o'clock tonight. I said 8 o'clock tonight. The Rhinos are hosting a USL game and Dave Sarokin, U.S. national team coach Dave Sarokin will be in the house. And get this. Since Abby Wambach came to America and came to that stadium, there hasn't been a bigger name to grace the field of the Marina Auto Stadium. Tonight, 8 o'clock, they had to move the game back because of the expected traffic jams. 8 o'clock tonight, it is the USL hosting the Dave Sarokin autographs, pitcher signings, U.S. national team coach, and Brighton resident, former Lancer Wall of Famer, and Buffalo Blizzard player. If you're listening Buffalo right now, he was a Buffalo... Not Blizzard. Stallions. A Buffalo Stallions player, not a Blizzard. I'm having a flashback here. So if you're a Buffalo fan, you remember Dave Sarokin, one of the fastest players ever to play indoor soccer. Come on down today, 8 o'clock at the start, the big Marina Auto Stadium. We're going to have Mark Washoe on in a minute to talk about the game and talk about Dave Sarokin and maybe a surprise guest later on in the show. But first, let me go to my bodyguard, Soccer Salvatore. Buddy, I know you're a huge soccer fan and you always talk about that team you like, P.F. Chang's. What's that team name?
PSG.
PSG. Now, who did they sign? The new player, you told me?
Yeah, they signed San Luigi Buffon.
They signed Buffon on the P.S. Chang? They really did?
Yeah.
Dude, the guy's like 60 years old. He's going to be the only player with a walker in the goal. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, man. He should retire. But I don't know why. That's one of those players, like Ronaldo, why MLS didn't go after Buffon. I think it would be huge if we brought him to America. But that's your team. Now, what about the other guy? The guy you like, the Italian guy, Ronaldo?
Yeah, he went to Juventus.
He's not really Italian, though. You know, he's Portuguese, but he wants to be Italian. But he'll fit right in Italy with the hair gel. He's got the gold chain. He'll fit right in with all those people there. So he did sign with Juventus?
Yeah, he, a couple of days ago, he went, like, actually to Italy and, got his jersey with number 7 on it.
Wow, cool. So that's going to be big for them. And, again, the U.S. messed up, man. MLS should sign that guy. And Dante, my social media / news director, what's going on with your team? The women's national team. I know you're a huge fan of the women's national. Wait, is that our song for the women's national team? Oh, wait, let me hear the hit line, the punchline here. Ready? Don't talk, Dante. Wait, stop talking. Put your phone down. American woman. So what's going on with your U.S. women's national team, Dante?
The Tournament of Nations, U.S. beat Japan 4-2.
When?
Scores.
When? The other day?
Yep.
So, who scored the goals? 4-2?
Alex Morgan with 3 goals and Megan Rapinoe with 1 goal.
That is awesome, man. So when do they play again?
They play tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
And they play the same team?
Australia
this time. So, that's good for the national team. So, Megan Rapinoe's still playing too, huh? Man, I thought she'd hang it up by now, but that's cool. And I know Alex Morgan, she plays in Orlando, right? For what are they? Orlando Sea something? Sea Dogs? Sea Wolves, what are they?
Orlando Pride.
Oh, she plays for the Pride. And then her husband, doesn't he play for the men's Orlando team? Yeah, what's
Orlando City.
Oh, really? Cool. So a lot going on in Orlando. They got 3 teams now. They got the Pride, Orlando City, and obviously the Sea Wolves, which is my favorite Orlando team. And Salvatore, you are a big fan of MLS, and there was a big game, the LA, what do they call it, LA Derby?
Yeah, it was LA Derby. It was LAFC versus the LA Galaxy.
Who won?
No one. It was actually a tie.
Wait. Dude, we're in America here. We don't have ties in America. I don't wear ties. Soccer shouldn't have ties. Are you serious? They had a tie?
Yeah, they tied.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe MLS is doing that. Why don't they have the shootout, the penalty kick? Why don't they do something? And you better, both you guys, I'm telling you right now, I will suspend you and stop paying you, even though I don't pay you. I'll suspend you if you ever say the word nil on this show, because we're in America here. You don't use the word nil. It's zero, zero, nothing. You got that?
Yeah.
Dante, I'm talking to you. You got it?
Yep.
You're never going to say the word nil, right?
Maybe.
Oh, my goodness. So you guys are excited about today. Tonight the Rhinos are hosting USL games at the stadium. I can't wait for that. It's going to be big. And we're going to have Mark Washoe in a minute. He's taking care of some business outside the studio. Rich, you know what we should do? We should go to break and then come back with Mark Washoe. Because I tell you, I'm so excited. I was able to do the Bob Lonsberry show on Wednesday. It was a lot of fun doing it. I want to thank Bob Lonsberry for letting me do the show.
And you are fantastic, by the way.
Well, thank you, Rich.
You did a great job. But you opening up the eyes to what the good parts of Rochester, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much negative out there. And a lot of times people that are negative just are negative because they don't like the political views of a certain person. But, you know, you can't deny what's going on in the city of Rochester right now. I mean, you drive around the city, there's so much growth. And so I'm a big fan of our city, and I'm a big fan of our mayor, lovely Warren. So, I you know, we talked about that a little bit. I had Gary Mervis on from Camp Good Days and Special Times talking about his accomplishments. And Mark Washoe's got a Camp Good Day surprise that we're going to talk about when we come out of break, where you get a chance to win it's a collector's item. It's a jersey, a Rhinos jersey with Camp Good Days on it. We're going to have that. Mark's going to talk about that when we come back from the next break. But then last night, Richie, you probably didn't hear about this. One of the highest rated programs on cable, The World According to Chris. I was on there talking about the Rhinos and the stadium, and that I'm thinking tonight it's 4,000 plus all day long. Downtown Rochester, 8 o'clock tonight, Rhino Stadium, 454 kick. Let's go to break right now. We come back with Mark Washoe from the Rochester Rhinos and the Marina Auto Stadium. Big news on what's going on tonight at the stadium. Stop dancing in the studio, Dante. I hate when you dance. I'm going to work on you, a little move there, that move you do. Self-Tour, put your phone down. You had like 40, 65 gigabytes of usage last month. What is wrong with you? Put that thing down. Put it away.
American woman, get away from me.
What if you could find out where your DNA comes from around the world and use that to discover and create the ultimate travel itinerary? 23andMe, the leading personal genetics company, is sending 23 lucky winners on a trip anywhere in the world based on their DNA results. Everyone has a DNA story. Where in the world could yours take you? Now through August 9th, the Golden 23 Sweepstakes is on. Check out iHeartRadio.com/23andMe to enter and get rules. That's the number 23andMe. Again, iHeartRadio.com/23andMe.
Give me a soccer ball right now. Let's just juggle. Let's see what Mark Washoe has. Let's go. A little head action here. Look, bang, bang. Like it, Mark. You got it, brother. A little knee, thigh action. We got to juggle. This is soccer juggling music. All you kids, put your phones down. Start juggling the ball every day. If you want to be the next Ronaldo, this is what you have to do. Look at Dante and Salvatore doing your magic. I like it. Pass the ball to Richie. Give Richie a little chance here. He's the only guy that's been in the studio since 1995. The guy works on every single radio show on iHeartRadio. Let's go. Little kick here. So, Mark Washoe. Wait. Oh, look at you. Rolling it down your back, rolling it around your sleeves. Ooh, Marky, baby, you can juggle. Welcome to Kick This Worldwide, Mark Washoe.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me on. And, like you've been talking about, it's an exciting day down at Marina Auto Stadium today here in Rochester.
8 o'clock tonight. You guys are, Nashville's coming in playing against Toronto FC, right?
Yes,
Toronto Fried
Regular
Chickens.
USL soccer match.
Right. USL.
Professional soccer right here.
That the Rhinos are putting on. It's a pro game.
Correct.
And it's Nashville. It's one of the newer USL teams.
Yes. And they're going to be an MLS expansion team, so chance to see a club that will be going up to Major League Soccer.
And because of all the things that are going on in downtown Rochester right now, the goal is we delay the game a little bit because there's going to be traffic jams like crazy with this festival, but the festival will be over by 8, so all the people from the festival could walk right over to the Marina Auto Stadium and come and enjoy the game.
Correct. Well, we have that going on. There's a Soccer in the Sand Beach tournament happening right now, as you know, down by Lake Ontario. We have a New York State West Soccer Festival happening in the stadium right now as we speak. 600-700 kids all playing games all day long. So there's lots going on in the city, but come 8 o'clock, we're the show in town.
Right. Well, yeah, by 8 o'clock, the beach thing will be over with. The festival will be over with. If you go out to dinner, you go out to dinner tonight, 6 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, you could go and go to the game tonight. And the big news today is since Abby Wambach, there hasn't been a more famous soccer person coming to the stadium. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're so excited about this, and it's interesting because everybody talks about Abby Wambach all the time, and you know there's a lot of other great soccer players from here, as I know you've talked about and had on your show. But tonight is really special because head coach of the U.S. national team, Dave Sarokin, is going to be in the building. He's actually coming on behalf of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, which is a great charity. It's kind of near and dear to my heart at the moment because of personal and family reasons. But so Dave's coming in. He's going to be extremely accessible tonight, starting around 5:30-ish. Even though our gates are opening a little later tonight because of the soccer festival, he's going to be talking to the New York State West folks. Around 7 o'clock, he's going to be available for autographs and photos.
Wow.
All you have to do is register for the Crohn's and Colitis Walk that's happening in September at Marina Auto Stadium. It's a free walk, so you just sign up for free to meet Dave. And then he's going to be up in the Champions Suite watching the match with a bunch of diehard soccer fans who have raised a little bit more money for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. And there's a little gap because the game got pushed back. There was a little travel issue with the visiting team, too, which is another reason. So because of all the things going on and the travel issues, but there's probably going to be a little more access to Dave. We're even thinking about maybe getting a mic on the field and having him talk to all the fans pregame, just because we have a little more time now, you know, right, with him. So, hey, if you come out tonight, all kinds of ways to meet him and get a photo and get an autograph. And he's a Rochester native, so that's pretty cool too. And he was with the World Cup team, U.S. national team, two different times.
Definitely, yeah.
Correct. And then, of course, LA Galaxy, DC United, all the other teams you mentioned. So it's just it's a great. We're so excited to have him.
He's big news. And what are the ticket prices, Mark, for tonight's match?
I mean, you know, we've got discount tickets as low as $8 for group sales. If you use promo code CCFA online, that also will get you a $10 ticket, which is normally $15. But our tickets are as low as $10 and $15 at the door normally anyway this season for the Toronto FC2 matches. So I don't think price is an obstacle. As always, we got drink, food, beer special. We have a $3 beer special in the beer garden that is, you know, kind of part of our happy hour tradition that we started last season. So it's going to be a great night, and the weather's going to be perfect. No rain, so I don't know. It's just the perfect recipe for a great night of soccer.
And then parking. Somebody told me, like, I just had to come downtown, and now you have to pay for parking downtown everywhere because we're trying to balance a budget here at the city of Rochester. What are the parking fees downtown? Like, if I want to take these guys to the game tonight, what are the parking fees to go to the match tonight in Nashville against Toronto?
Yeah, well, I mean, parking is the low cost of free. So
absolutely free parking.
Sure. We started last year with one of our playoff games. It worked really well. I know for the Lancer matches, we didn't charge for parking either, and we're keeping it going. So, yeah, just the lots are wide open. Even the soccer festival there now today, we had them park in a street across the lot to make sure all the lots right close to the stadium were open for the USL fans that are coming later tonight. So it's free parking.
So everyone needs their soccer fix tonight. Everything's going to be over with by 8 o'clock. Get to the stadium around 7 o'clock. Maybe get to see Dave Sarokin, maybe a little talk, a lecture, and talk about soccer and what he's done in the city. Brighton resident, hope to maybe have him on later. You think we could try to pull that off? We're trying, right?
He's busy. Let's see if we can rouse him up. He is in town. He's visiting his mom as well and some friends and things of that nature. But I think we can rouse him up a little bit before the show ends today, most certainly.
All right, well, we're going to go to break right now. We come back, we have Michael Lewis on talking about what's going on in the world of MLS, women's national team, men's national team, and Michael's a huge fan of David Sarokin, and he's done a lot of stories about that, and I'm sure he's covering them right now on frontrowsoccer.com. When we go to Richie's not in the studio right now. Did he pass out again? Go check on him, because he's been passing out lately. Really, he's not eating a lot. He's on a diet. Go check. Make sure he's not on the ground, please. I'm really worried about him. Is Richie on the ground? Oh, there, Richie, I thought you passed out again. I looked over. I didn't see you. Dude, we got to go to break.
I haven't been working that much, okay?
Well, but now you were on that new diet, and I was worried about you. Last week, you were, like, you know, like struggling a little bit, so I'm worried about you. So we're going to go to break right now. We come back. Let's come back with Michael Lewis from FrontRowSoccer.com, Lancer Wall of Famer, and one of the co-hosts of Soccer's Kicking Grass. Wait. Is this the corner kick song? Do you guys play this song at the USL match or not?
Of course we do.
You do play the corner kick song, which they played at the World Cup too when they introduced the players. They stole the Rhino song. I can't believe US Soccer. You should sue them. Somebody, David and Wendy, sue US. No, it's not US Soccer. It's FIFA. It was the World Cup. Imagine the money FIFA has. They stole the Rhino's corner kick song for the World Cup. I can't believe France won though. What a joke. My U.S. national team, what happened to them? Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes is leaving it alone. What if you could find out where your DNA comes from around the world and use that discovery to create the ultimate travel itinerary? 23andMe, the leading personal genetics company, is sending 23 lucky winners on a trip anywhere in the world based on their DNA results. Everyone has a DNA story. Where in the world could yours take you? Now through August 9th, the Golden 23 sweepstake is on. Check out iHeartRadio.com/23andMe to enter. That's the number 23andMe. Again, that's iHeartRadio.com/23andMe.
Long day at work? No worries. Try Evol frozen food and give kitchen time a break. Evol has a wide variety of options for morning, noon, night, or just about any time. Visit your nearest Target store now and save on select Evol items. So go ahead and love what you eat.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement, Yahoo! And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. You've just entered car buying bliss.
Visit one of your Rochester area Honda dealers, Garber, Ide, Ralph, or Ontario Honda today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
Inside my bones, it goes electric, baby, when I turn it on.
This is a great soccer song to play at stadiums. You're not allowed to play music in most stadiums, but maybe when, before the game or after the game, you can play the song. You know, you want to have some good time tonight. The Rhinos are hosting USL match tonight, Nashville and Toronto. Mark Washoe just told me during this break, Richie, we haven't done this in a while. Because I don't like doing call-ins because it messes up the show. But we're going to do some call-in trivia, all right? We're going to do a trivia guess out there. And if you win it, you're going to get 4 tickets to tonight's match. Right, Mark? Four tickets?
That is correct. Four premium tickets on the sideline.
Let's throw in free parking. I think it's the right thing to do.
That'd be awesome. Since
it's free anyway. and you're going to get a jersey, a Rhinos memorabilia jersey. From what year is that jersey that you want to do?
Last year, 2017. And Camp Good Days patches on the sleeve, a charity that's all close to both our organizations. So it's on the sleeve. And, yeah, it's a collector's item for sure.
So we'll do the fifth caller, Rich, all right? And this is the trivia. It's kind of easy, so that's why I want to do fifth caller. We're talking about Dave Sarakin. He's the special. Is he a captain tonight? Is he involved in that part of it? Or
he will. He will be doing the first kick. Honorary first kick.
That's what it's called now. First kick. Yes, he will be doing the first kick tonight. Dave Sarakin, U.S. national team coach, former MLS coach, assistant coach. What team was Dave Sarakin with while he was in the MLS when they won the U.S. Open Cup? And it's not the Rhinos. So I don't want you to think it was the Rhinos, because the Rhinos are the only team ever to win the U.S. Open Cup that wasn't an MLS team, and that was coached by Pat Erkley. It was not coached by Dave Sarakin. So what team did Dave Sarakin, was he coaching when, the MLS team won the U.S. Open Cup? Did I say it right?
You did. Lamar Hunt, U.S. Open Cup.
Oh, Lamar Hunt. Yes. Lamar Hunt, the same Lamar Hunt that used to own the Kansas City team and now, and involved in football in America. I can't think of what team he owns.
Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right, Kansas City Chiefs. So, all right. So we're gonna go somewhere in the world right now. His name is Michael Lewis. Michael Lewis from Front Row Soccer and Soccer's Kicking the Grass. Michael, welcome to Kick This Worldwide.
Hey, great to be on, Sam. I wish I could answer that question for you, but it would cost me way too much money to go up to Rochester to get those free tickets today. But I figured out what it is, but I will keep it to myself, and good luck to everyone then.
Thank you. So, David, Michael, you were on Soccer's Kicking Grass the other night. I know you guys had Dave Sarakin on. It was a great show. Tell me about what's going on in the world of soccer. We know that the NPSL, I saw you posting that, is trying to go pro, but they can't use the name pro. And I think with the failure of the NASL and issues in soccer in America right now, I don't think soccer in America needs another pro league. But tell me about that, Michael.
Well, they would like to start a new pro league using the teams in the NPSL that are interested in moving up a level. I don't think they're interested in moving into the USL. They'd rather have their own league, so they're going to go that way. There's one way of getting around not using the word pro. You could use a different a different name, whether it's major or Division One. You can't use Premier Division because it's the National Premier Soccer League, but there are ways of getting around that, I guess. According to USSF bylaws, amateur teams are allowed to use professional players on their team. So that's the way they're getting around it. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an ongoing tale.
See, I think the word pro it's kind of like the word pretty. It really depends on how you look at it. I mean, you could have an NPSL team and still present it as a pro event and a pro team. And I think a lot of teams in the league do that. I know Buffalo does it, Syracuse does it, and obviously Rochester, the Lancers, do that right now. And we all follow those teams. When I was following the MASL, the NASL, the North American Soccer League, I would go to some teams in Fort Lauderdale, the Strikers, and I'm telling you that was nowhere near a pro event in any capacity. Maybe the play on the field was somewhat pro, but that's about it. So I think it's about, you know, what you present and how you present it more than it is a name. And that's what I think the soccer guys, I call them the soccer geeks, just don't get, man. They just think, you know, they just don't get it. They don't see the big picture. They don't see that it has to be presented like the NFL, the NBA, the NHL for anyone to really take you serious. It doesn't matter what the league's called, what your team's called, what your team logo looks like. It's about the presentation. When that family walks through the gates, it has to feel like a pro event that they're used to going to and not a high school event. What else you got, Michael Lewis?
Well, I'm going to do some concentrating on a derby that I think you had talked about earlier, the El Tráfico Derby in Los Angeles. What a fantastic game it was between LAFC and the LA Galaxy at Bank of California Stadium. This is turning into a big rivalry, even though it's only in its second game. We remember that first game when the Galaxy came back from that 3-0 deficit with the great magician Zlatan Ibrahimovic coming on and causing all sorts of havoc on the field. Well, at LAFC's home field, they're enjoying a 2-0 advantage. All of a sudden, the league lead gets cut to 2-1. And then a player making his debut for LAFC, Andre Horta, does an ill-advised back pass. It really looked like a through ball, but he was trying to get to his goalkeeper. Ola Kamara runs onto it, and he penetrates into the area and shoots and scores and gives the visiting LA Galaxy a 2-2 tie at the time, and that's what it ended. And I know you were talking about, boy, you don't like ties, this is America, but it felt like an LA Galaxy victory because of what happened. They again, pulled off I could say maybe a miracle getting a point in enemy territory. But I'll say this. I've covered the Hudson River Derby since 2015, and it's slowly but surely growing. But right now, El Tráfico is much more enticing than the Hudson River Derby. After just only two matches, I'm really anticipating that third encounter between the two teams, and I would love to see the Galaxy and LAFC meet in the playoffs because that would blow the top off both stadiums there.
That's true. And those of you listeners that don't know what the derby is, I call it a derby, but I guess it's really a derby, is when two teams from the same city play against each other. It's something they do in England, I think, in other places. But L.A., obviously, that's a – it's kind of like when the Jets play the Giants. It's the New York slash New Jersey derby kind of thing. But so now that's cool. Speaking of New York, what is going on with Bradley Wright Phillips? Is it true that this kid scored his 100th goal?
That is correct. He became the fastest player in MLS history to reach 100 goals. He became the 11th player who accomplished that. It was the lone goal in the Red Bulls 1-0 victory at DC United on Wednesday, and it happened like 83 seconds into the match. If you were not seated in your seat at the time, you missed a goal. David Ousted, the DC keeper, allowed the ball to slip through his fingers, but yeah, the goal was a goal. Bradley Wright Phillips, who wears number 99, takes off his jersey, and guess what? He has a Red Bulls jersey, a white Red Bulls jersey with number 100 on it to celebrate the goal. I thought it was a pretty cool way to do it. He gets yellow card for it because you're not allowed to take off your jersey according to FIFA regulations. They're against basically political statements and bare-chested players, that sort of thing. And I could understand those two things, but here it is, Bradley Wright Phillips, BWP, as we like to call him here, definitely for headlines to shorten them up, is a class act on and off the field. One of the most humble players I've ever met. His ego is in his play, and it's not just about scoring goals. It's about helping his team win, whether it's setting up goals or scoring goals. And I'll say this, it could not happen to a better person. Very, very happy for him.
He's an amazing player. And the whole thing with the yellow card, Doug Miller got a yellow card scoring a goal in 23 seconds at the Marina Auto Stadium when he came out of retirement to play at the stadium he built. And, you know, I was just thinking that match when he got the yellow card. Now you just mentioned that, Phillips got it too. When Brandy, I think the most recognizable, removal of a jersey in the history of the game in America was Brandi Chastain when she scored that goal in the penalty kicks and won for the women's national team. Do you know if she got a yellow card for doing that back then? I'm just curious.
I don't. That's a great question. I don't think she did. I don't think that the rule was in place at the time. I think it happened a few years later. I know it's funny. It shocked a lot of people. Look what she did. A sports bra and whatnot. It didn't shock me as much, and the reason is I had covered youth soccer and I had covered young women's teams. And one time before a game, they started taking off putting on their jerseys, and they were wearing sports bras. And this was fairly new. And I looked the other way. I didn't, wanted to give them privacy. And the coach said, "Don't worry, they're just sports bras, don't worry about that." So I got acclimated to that, but still it was shocking to the rest of the world. But I'm glad.
I wear one when I play. I have to, but unfortunately, but Michael. What's going on with the women's national team? Richie's saying we got to go to break soon. What is going on with the women's national team? This Nations Cup. What's it all about? These cups they're doing.
Yeah, this is great preparation for World Cup qualifying, which is a lot closer than we think. Women's World Cup qualifying, that's in October. The U.S. is playing some of the best teams in the world. They beat the Americans beat Japan 4-2 the other night, as you mentioned. Great preparation for not just us, but for the opposition as well, too. I'll tell you this, on Sunday in East Hartford, U.S. is taking on Australia, which arguably could be the best team in the world right now. I think they have the best player in Sam Kerr, which I believe, did she play in Rochester at one time? I could be mistaken about that. But
it's possible. For the Flash, I'm not sure.
She is exceptional. She's in her prime. I think she could sneeze and score a goal. That's how well she is playing for a club and country. She was outstanding last year for Sky Blue FC, now plays for the Chicago Red Stars. She is a joy to watch. And I don't care what country you root for, when you see a magnificent player like Sam Kerr, you know that there's something special about her game and something special about the sport of soccer.
Well, we'll be watching tomorrow the women's national team against Australia, right? 7 o'clock, I think, on Fox Soccer. And, Michael, you are going to cover, hopefully, the Women's World Cup in France for Kick This and Soccer's King of the Grass. We're going to talk about that because that would be great if we could figure out a way to get you to France and get behind the scenes and interview people and do some coverage for our shows. It'd be awesome.
Well, I've already, I'm not trying to put any cart in front of the horse, but I've printed out the schedule already. I think it makes me excited and gives me motivation for the tournament, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael Lewis. We'll be listening to you Monday night on Soccer's Kicking the Grass. Have yourself a great soccer weekend, baby, and feel it. Feel the kick.
Hey, great to be on again. Enjoy, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'm getting all these texts, Richie. I guess I gave out the trivia, but I didn't give out the number, and we haven't given out the number in so long. We haven't done trivia here probably in 2-3 years on the show. Because you tell me you don't want to be bothered, so I'm like, I'm not going to bother you while you're working. So I don't want to bug you. But 585-222-1280. 585-222-1280, because it's Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. So it's 222-1280. Here's the question to the trivia. Mark, David Sarokin, he's coming tonight, right, to your stadium?
Yes.
To Marine Auto Stadium, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Kickoff 8. The Dave will be around starting at 5:30.
And Nashville is taking on Toronto.
Toronto 2 FC, correct. The USL team.
Pro team, pro soccer.
Yep.
So Dave Sarokin's been a coach for our national team for years. One of the coaches, and has also been a coach in MLS for years. But there was 1 year, and maybe even 2 years, that he won the U.S. Open Cup with a team. What team was Dave Sarokin, Rochester soccer legend, was he coaching back then? 585-222-1280, give us a call. And the fifth caller win 4 tickets for tonight's game. I'm throwing in free parking, even though it's 100% free. And Mark's thrown in a Rhinos jersey with the Camp Good Days logo on it, which is a collector's item. So give us a call, 585-222-1280. If you want to just call and talk to Mark about the Rhinos and tonight, and that'd be cool. And then later on, we're going to have Dave Sarokin on, we hope. And our next hour, it's Word on the Street. It's back. One of my favorite shows in Rochester. And in celebration of Salvatore's Pizza's 40th anniversary, we're going to have one of the Salvatore Pizza owners on here, Ray Loray, who owns Salvatore's at the Garage Door. We're going to hear about his story and what's going on at the Garage Door, where Rich Kicker Jones gets thrown out of every time there's a wrestling event there.
I love Ray. Ray and I roll around on the floor knocking tables over all the time.
He body slammed Ray once after that time they fired Hogan. They got a big controversy, but we'll be back here and Kick This Worldwide. It's 585-222-1280. 4 tickets for tonight, a jersey, free parking. Tell me, what team did Dave Sarokin coach when they won the U.S. Open Cup?
I gotta go. I gotta get away. Baby, I gotta go. I'm flying away. I'm gonna leave.
Long day at work? No worries. Try Evol frozen food and give kitchen time a break. Evol has a wide variety of options for morning, noon, night, or just about any time. Visit your nearest Target store now and save on select Evol items. So go ahead and love what you eat.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda HR-V. Part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. You've just entered car buying bliss.
Visit one of your Rochester area Honda dealers, Garber, Ide, Ralph, or Ontario Honda today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
Wherever life takes you, the first ever Hyundai Kona can get you there. It's got everything you need in one smart SUV, like available all-wheel drive and cool tech like wireless device charging. All you need is your sense of adventure. Learn more about the first ever Kona at Hyundai.com.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house. in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds weighted averages on major nationwide carriers 4G LTE network results.
That's the Lancers' goal song. Now, Mark Washo, you're here in the studio. We have a song that we want you to think about playing tonight, Richie and I. We think, you know, Toronto's technically the home team, right?
That is correct, yes.
Because they're up the street and they're closer.
Across the lake.
Yeah, across the lake. And the ferry will get you there, too, if you can find it.
Exactly.
But, Richie likes this song. And he thinks that when the away team scores, so tonight, if Nashville scores, and I know, like, you guys and Rob, you guys like to sell beer there, right?
That is, sure.
I mean, it's important.
I mean, it goes with soccer.
Yeah, you want to sell
around the world.
Yeah,
for sure.
Beer and having a party.
Cup, the whole deal.
So what we like to do is we would like to present this to all the teams throughout soccer in America, not in the other countries. We don't care what happens in other countries. But in America, instead of having these guys that flunk band class to play the drums and all that, we like music playing. We think when the other team scores, you should play this song. And we should make sure everybody has a beer in their hand. We should celebrate the fact that, yeah, the other team scored, the away team, but our team needs to get motivated, right? Richie, should we play that song for them? Let's go. You ever hear the song?
I'm on a ride and chase
probably.
My body.
You know?
You probably never heard it.
I don't think I've heard it.
Just listen. You'll be good. So,
I'm on a call.
What's Nashville's name? Nashville what?
Just Nashville SC. Old school.
Nashville.
Traditional soccer.
Nashville scores a goal.
Traditional soccer.
You missed it.
Give me a drink.
Oh, nice.
Ready? Here it goes, Mark.
Celebrate!
David and Wendy are like, no, Sam, we are not playing that type of music, that vulgarity. But it's just a little fun song.
Heck, it's a butter commercial, Sam, this part.
Yeah, this
part. It's a butter commercial. Yeah.
So Mark, what is going on with tonight? You know, we know about Dave Serkin coming in. You guys are doing a lot with youth soccer right now. Tell me what's going on. Your daughter's there right now at the festival.
Yeah, my daughter's playing right now. There's a round-robin style tournament. Each team's guaranteed at least 3 games, but I guess somehow my daughter has 7 games at least. And then, you know, as they progress through, just like the World Cup, you know, teams advance and they'll have a fan, you know, each age group will have a winner, boys and girls. So it's pretty cool. We've got 16 mini fields spread out across the whole field right now. And like I said, the stadium's packed and all kinds of vendors are there and sponsors are there. And we got music pumping and speed kick inflatables, all kinds of fun stuff. So a dunk tank. Actually, Sam, if you come, you can get in.
I'm coming. My wife and I are going to dinner with Jeff DeVeronica celebrating his retirement from the DNC. We plan to come to the game after, and I'm glad now it's at 8 because now I can do both. Where
perfect.
I was fighting the whole situation earlier, but now we can do both. So the Rhinos, obviously, we know you guys took a year off deciding what's going to happen next. We hope to have David and Wendy on down the road. We have before September 1st to find out what's happening there. But in your case, you guys are out and about. I mean, you know, Rex the Rhino, he's out and about at all these events. I know today there's a big beach tournament. You guys are there, and then they're all coming to your event. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's we've been just really focused this season on you know, the Toronto FC 2 matches, the USL regular season games. They've been very well received so far. The soccer fans are still coming out, which shows you that they care and they want to watch live soccer. I mean, of course, the Lancers were there this season, and you guys put on an awesome show, both the men and the ladies. Like, that last game you had, I mean, it was fantastic, right? I mean, it was just good energy in the building. It was a lot of fun. And so I think, you know, it's great that we're keeping it going. And, of course, we have other events, charity walks, and especially the Crohn's and Colitis one coming up in September. But, yeah, we're just really focused, doing the best we can, and making sure that the fans that come are having a great time. So we're excited. By the way, with Dave coming, Dave and I, it's interesting. We were reminiscing a little bit last night as we were hanging out together, and David and Wendy were with him as well. And we're talking about just, you know, I've known Dave almost 20 years now, which is really weird to say. We were together back when he was with DC United. And then, you know, he zigzagged some teams, and I went to some different teams, and we were also both in Chicago together when he won the whoop.
Oh, you just
I gave it away.
You just gave it away.
No, I didn't say which one he won though. When he won blank, Anyway, we had a bunch of callers already, right?
we're good. Richie's doing it, but we're good. Let's see what the first person is, but he's getting it lined up right now. But you guys go way back, 20 years?
We go back almost 20 years now, and, you know, his son now is, you know, all grown up and has kids of his own, and so we were talking about that because he used to play soccer with us back at the training complex. Michael Bradley used to play with us, too. It was a lot of fun. Kenny Arena used to play with us, so... you know, Bruce Aruna's son. So it's great that, you know, we kind of have that history. And we always knew we were together, you know, Rochester natives to get both of us. So it was funny that we were able to kind of reconnect here in Rochester last night before his appearance today at the stadium.
Yeah, I saw David Dworkin posted something, a picture of you guys together and Dave Sarkin together. That's big news. I mean, again, you know, Dave, it's huge news to have a legend, a soccer legend, international throughout the world. People in soccer know who Dave Sarkin is, and it's kind of cool that he's going to be there tonight, and it's huge news for you. And, you know, and I haven't had a chance to publicly thank you. You know, I privately thanked you. I publicly thanked David and Wendy, but the Lancers playing at your soccer stadium, Marine Auto Stadium, this year was truly a pleasure. My staff enjoyed it. You guys did everything you could to make it easy for us, including that 100-degree day. You call me up, it's like, hey, Sam, I'm going to open a bunch of suites if you want to have your fans go up there and cool off. Because people were like, you know, it was hot.
Sure.
It was awesome that you did that.
Likewise, and we really enjoyed having you all there. Your staff was professional. Your players were – I mean, it was a professional experience all the way through, and I think there was mutual respect, you know, and we were all there for the same reason, right? Put on a good show, have fans enjoy the sport of soccer, make sure that there's energy around the building. All in, I think it was a huge success story this year, and proves that there's still an appetite for the sport here in Rochester. It's not even a question.
There definitely is. And you know, somebody asked me the other day, like, why I do this. And I tell them, it's like, you know, just if I could, like, Dante and Salvatore now are soccer nuts. And they fell in love with soccer because of the Lancers. Now they're, you know, Dante can't wait to go tonight's game. And Salvatore's trying to go to tonight's game. I mean, they become nuts. If we could get 100 kids a season to become soccer nuts like we are, and get maybe a couple, you know, kids to maybe go to the next level, and you know, the NPSL players to go to the pro league. Right now we got two players. James LePetit is going to Harrisburg Heat, pro indoor. He's reporting tomorrow. And recently Will and the family Stone agreed after college he's going to go to the Orlando Seawolves. So that's what gets me going. And then we have a couple of our Lady Lancers are getting Division One looks that didn't get looks before because all the games are on Lancers TV with Joe Giuliano. And that's kind of what makes me do what I do. And I know you do it for the same reason. We want soccer to just be successful in America.
Yes. Soccer is booming around the soccer's booming around the country. You know, actually Bob Matthews, you know, he's on this radio channel network of stations. I was on his show about a couple of weeks ago during the World Cup, and you know, he had a view vantage point that, oh, you know, is soccer ever really going to take off in America? And you know, we had a nice little you know, discussion, and the fact is it's booming right now. I mean, this MLS stadiums are packed when the U.S. national team plays are packed. This International Cup going on in Florida for the women's national team, stadiums are packed. I mean, the sports bars are packed on the weekends for all kinds of games, and unfortunately, you know, and maybe we could ask Dave about, you know, U.S. national team and how they look, you know, moving forward now. But yeah, it's happening. It's happening around the country. It's the sport of the millennials, no question. So it's the sport of ethnics and immigrants and, you know, all the populations that are in America. So it's, I think it's just, you know, channeling the right energy here in Rochester, because I think it's here too. I mean, no question, right? You drive around on the fields on the weekend. There's 66,000 registered players in New York State West.
That is unbelievable.
Imagine if each of those kids just came to one game, one Lancers game or one Rhinos game, and all our stadiums would be packed, and it's that's all it takes, you know. And,
yeah, I don't want to say anything negative about that because
we won't go there. We won't.
I don't want people to turn on you, but I mean, yeah. But the difference now, I think, from back in the day when Dave Sarkin was a Lancers player, and when he was when he played for the Blizzard, when he played for the Stallions, is the difference now than then is coaches and parents basically weren't as busy, and they would say, hey, you know, we got a tournament this weekend, and you know, let's go to a Rhinos game, or let's go to a Stallions game, or let's go to the original Lancer games. Where now I think parents are just overwhelmed. So you know what, without further ado, tonight's big guest at the stadium, at the Marina Auto Stadium, his name is Dave Sarkin. He is the coach of our men's national team. David, welcome to Kick This Worldwide.
Hey, how you doing, guys? It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Dave, thank you so much for coming on. I'm with Mark Washoe. This is Soccer Sam. I've met you a few times. I'm the guy, the stalker, that came up to you at Michael's Valley Grill and looked at you like a 12-year-old with googly eyes. But thank you so much for coming here tonight. The host city is buzzing about you being here and your accomplishments in the game of soccer, since you were a kid, basically.
Well, thank you. And I do remember seeing you. And thanks for all that you do to keep soccer alive in Rochester. It really means a lot. I know that. And it's always great to come back, visit with my mom and my close friends, and for the cause that is being, for tonight in terms of the colitis, Crohn's and Colitis Foundation and the walk and the whole bit. So it's great to be back in Rochester.
So, Dave, the U.S. soccer and the ratings in America were down because the U.S. national team wasn't in the World Cup. But it's just amazing how you're getting all these younger guys on the field, and I can see a future happening. Tell me about your thoughts of the future for the men's national team.
Well, watching the World Cup was a tough pill to swallow for all of us. But at the same time, we've got to move on. And I think these last 6, 7 months, 8 months that we've had these friendlies and these opportunities for these young kids, it's been important to begin to bring them along, because they are going to be an important piece to the next cycle. And I think they've shown well. They're not a finished product yet, but I think we're making a lot of progress to be able to allow these players to express themselves and be themselves. And, the hope is that that'll translate into full-time national team duty and qualifying for the next World Cup.
Man, I can't wait. And what a job you've done, for years, you and Bruce Arena, to develop this young talent. And I hope that, we get to see it in the next World Cup. Dave, my memories go way back with you. I'm the guy that brought you in when we did a Stallions reunion in Buffalo. And you showed up, and I'm thinking, no way he's going to show up, man. This guy's a superstar. And you showed up, and you were, so humble and so down to earth. And there was a time where I think DC United played, I think, the Miami Fusion or one of the Miami teams. I think it was the Fusion or one of the Florida teams. And I was in the locker room trying to interview. I had interviewed you and Bruce Arena, and then I went over to Rob Stone. And in my character, my wackiness, Rob Stone kind of blew me off. And you kind of stepped in and made me feel like I was legit, or made him realize that I was kind of legit. I was doing a cable access show, but back then I was kind of legit, and you were, so gracious and cool, and I'll never forget that, man. It was so cool.
Well, thank you for saying that. And like I said, we're all in this together, and there's different levels we've all gotten to, but the point is we're all soccer people, and we're all trying to make this thing better, and everybody should be respected for what they do.
Well, and it's amazing what you've done, Dave. Listen, tonight the host city is going to be there, 8 o'clock. The game starts at 8. The gates open a little early, 7. And I know you're going to be there, maybe signing autographs, talking to people, and motivating young kids to kind of fall in love with the game like you and I did when we were kids. Best of luck with everything in the future. And I hope to have you on when we find out what's next for you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. And, again, thanks for having me on. And I hope to see you tonight, if not tonight, another time. And hope people come out to the game tonight and support the walk in September.
All right. Well, Dave Sarakin, U.S. men's national team coach, Brighton legend, soccer legend for the Lancers and the Stallions in soccer in America. Thank you so much, Dave Sarakin. Mark, thank you, man. Thanks for getting him on, dude. That's huge.
No,
I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
No, you're welcome. He's been awesome actually for the last couple of weeks since we kind of confirmed that he was going to come. And he's trying to, like you said, spend some time with his mom, see some friends, hung out with the Dorkins last night and myself a little bit, which was really super great. Dave and Wendy were gracious hosts. So we're just delighted to have him in town, and he's going to spend all kinds of time today. He's done all kinds of media. We're hoping we get some more TV to come down. I mean, the Bills are Bills camp's going on. So
wait, the Bills still are in business?
Yeah, they're still
I thought the Bills folded. They're still here?
I guess they made the playoffs last year. So,
man.
By 8 o'clock, again, that whole thing's over. I mean, they had I guess the camp was this morning, and So hopefully we'll get some media to come out to talk to. We've actually had a couple inquiries already. So I think all in, it's going to be an exciting experience, and the soccer community is definitely excited. It's not even a question. So we'll see if we can manage the lines tonight for his, getting a photo and autograph with him. But it'll be a lot of fun.
I think if Rochester fans want the Rhinos back, tonight's the night to show the Dworkins that, fight the fight, stay with it, do what you need to do to keep this team alive and get him back here in Rochester. And having 4,000 to 5,000 fans there, I think would convince them that the fan base is there. So please, tonight, 4:54 kick, go down to the stadium. Tickets are available. They start as little as $8. I'm throwing in free parking, right? Free parking. Beers there. They got the ice cream things, those little ice cream morsels.
Little Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots.
Big hit.
That's my favorite, man. The banana split one.
And now that you said you're coming, you're doing the dunk tank, right?
I cannot do the dunk tank because I can't swim. But Richie says we do have a trivia guest. Richie, we got Daniel from Pittsburgh with a trivia guest. Daniel, what team did David Sarakin coach when he won the U.S. Open Cup as a coach? Back in MLS. What team, Dave, Daniel?
Chicago Fire.
Whoa! Daniel, yes, buddy. You get four tickets for tonight's match, plus free parking and a jersey. Do we know who's on the jersey? We don't know that, right? But we know the Camp Good Days logo is on it, the Rhinos logo is on it, and Mark Washo will sign your jersey. All you have to do, how does Daniel
actually
get his tickets?
Actually, we'll get Dave Sarakin to sign it. How about that?
That'd
be even better.
Yes. So how does Daniel get his tickets, Mark?
Yeah, Daniel, we'll have the tickets that we'll call for you. Come on out and swing by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation table. That's where Dave's going to be actually signing autographs between 7 and 8 o'clock p.m. So your jersey will be there, and the tickets will be at will call, and we appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you. Hang on. Don't go away, because Richie's going to get some information from you, all right? So don't go away, Daniel. Richie's going to get your information in case Mark needs it. But look for Mark Washo if there's a problem. I might be there, but I guess tonight they're going to make me do the I got to do the Rex thing again, right? Rex the Rhino. I hate when you make me do that, Mark. Yeah, it's so hot when this weather to wear that costume.
You give you a few beverages after, you're okay.
Yeah, I had them before too. Oh, yeah. So if you see Rex acting a little weird today, it's me, a little hammered before. But so Mark, we don't know what's next with the Rhinos. We're gonna find out soon, but we hope that tonight, if 4,000 to 5,000 fans are there, the Dworkins are definitely going to kind of do the right thing to kind of make things happen. I mean, we talked to some city officials recently about what's going on with the arena, the Blue Cross Arena, and what's going on with your stadium. They wouldn't give us a lot of information right now. They say, hey, it's behind closed doors. It's a legal thing. But I think if I'm the Dworkins and 4,000, 5,000 people show up tonight, I know it's for real. Let me do what I got to do to keep this thing alive.
The pre-sale has been incredible for this game. Definitely the strongest all year. It's going to look a lot like some of the Rhinos games we had last year, some of the bigger nights. I mean, it kind of shows when you have a long window to promote matches, as you know, a lot of group sales activity between the different soccer tournaments. And we were at a charity golf outing not too long ago and had a promotion, and the New York State West Festival and Crohn's and Colitis Foundation supporting us. Just a lot of youth soccer's coming out tonight. We've got a lot of big groups: Fairport, Churchville, Chile, Penfield's coming out. Like Irondequoit Youth Soccer, they're doing a Outstanding Player Recognition Award tonight. So a whole bunch of kids are coming out, for that. So it just all in, everything's there.
Yeah, my team might be coming. We got a bus coming from Baywind Senior Living. We're gonna come down and kind of enjoy it with you guys. Is that
thank
right?
You. Of course.
So what's this Crohn's and Colitis thing that you're involved with? Why are you involved with this? And take steps the walk. Tell me about that really quick.
Appreciate you asking that. Unfortunately, about 2 years ago, a little personal for me, very personal actually. My daughter Natalie, who's actually playing on the field right now at Marina Auto Stadium in soccer, was diagnosed with this disease. It's a intestinal disease that attacks your inner intestinal tract. She had a really rough start for a couple months when we were trying to figure out what this thing was. And the good news is now she's in remission and it's being managed, but she has to go for transfusions in the hospital, Children's Memorial Hospital, every 8 weeks, and has to sit in a chair. And it's as parents, it's tough to watch your child go through that. But she's been really strong. That's how I got connected to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. I'm actually now on the board. Dave Sarakin also has family members, close family members. His wife's actually from Buffalo, and she's got some family members that have been affected by this disease. So we have that connection as well, which is why, Dave is coming. So we hosted the walk last year in the fall. Had about 500-600 people come. It was great. They decided to do it again this year, so we're doing it again. And that's why, you know, today's a nice night, too, because we're going to promote the walk in September as well.
Beautiful. Well, Mark Washoe, thanks for being part of Kick This, and thanks for getting Dave Sarakin on. It was cool.
Yeah, it was great, man. Thanks for having me, and we'll see you at the stadium later tonight. And let's keep soccer going here.
Marina Auto Stadium tonight. Up next, it's the word on the street. And the word on the street is the Garage Door is the hottest, coolest bar in town. They got 50 beer taps. They got Ray LoRae, who'll body slam you if you don't show up for a wrestling event. And it's 149 East Ridge Road. He's up next. He's been part of the Salvatore Pizza family since he was 8 years old. And it's the 40th anniversary of Salvatore's Pizza. And we are paying tribute to the Salvatore Pizza owners, starting today with Ray LoRae, or Ray LoRae, if you will. Up next, it's Word on the Street here on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.